Welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. I'm your host, and we are looking at a very interesting Monday morning setup. The futures are pointing green, but there is a massive elephant in the room waiting for us on Wednesday. How are we looking to kick off the week?
We are definitely poised to start on a higher note. Equity futures are pointing to a modestly higher open. It feels like the market is taking a deep breath before the plunge. And by plunge, I mean the FOMC decision on Wednesday. Everyone is expecting a cut. But the big question is whether it's a hawkish cut or not. Right now, though, the bulls are in control early.
So we have a bit of a drift higher, kind of shaking off that crypto volatility from last week. But it's not just macro today, right? We have some serious corporate drama in the tech sector shaking things up pre-market.
Oh, absolutely. The big story is Microsoft. Word on the street is they are in talks to switch their custom chip business from Marvell Technology over to Broadcom. This is moving the needle. Broadcom is gapping up significantly, looking very strong, while Marvell is taking a serious hit. It is a classic pair trade scenario right out of the gate.
That is huge for Broadcom. It seems like the chip wars never sleep. And speaking of tech giants, I saw something about Google and Next Era Energy. Is this another AI power play?
Spot on. It is the theme that keeps on giving. Next Era and Google Cloud announced a landmark partnership to accelerate AI growth. Basically, AI needs power, and Next Era has it. Both stocks are ticking up. It validates that thesis we have discussed before, utilities and energy meeting tech. But be careful, because not all headlines are friendly. President Trump made some comments about the Netflix deal for Warner Brothers, calling it an antitrust problem. So keep an eye on the media names, they might be a bit jittery.
Always a dull moment with antitrust headlines. Okay, let's get technical. We have no economic data today, so the charts are going to rule the session. What are the key levels we need to watch on the SPY and the Qs?
Right. Pure price action today. For the SPY, we are seeing higher highs in the pre-market. The line in the sand for the bulls is 687. If we can punch through 687 on volume, we could see a nice run. On the downside, support is sitting at 685.50. If that breaks, we might fill the gap down. For the QQQ, the tech heavyweights, watch 628. That is the breakout level. If we clear that, the momentum chasers will jump in.
So 687 on SPY and 628 on the Qs. Got it. Now, you mentioned volume. Are we seeing actual participation, or is this just retail pushing buttons?
Actually, we saw a pretty significant volume spike around 7:30 a.m. That usually smells like institutional positioning or some aggressive short covering. It gives a bit more weight to this bullish move. But, and I have to stress this, do not just blindly buy the open. We need to see that volume sustain.
Fair warning. Don't get caught in a fake out. What about sectors? Where is the smart money flowing this morning?
We are seeing rotation into materials and industrials. They are looking solid. Financials are also holding up. On the flip side, real estate and utilities are looking weak. Very low volume. Nobody cares about them right now. The market wants growth and cyclicals today.
Okay, let's wrap this up with some actionable ideas. What is on your radar for the opening bell?
Two names. First, Broadcom, ticker AVGO. It is a continuation play based on that Microsoft news. The momentum is there. Second, keep an eye on Oracle, ticker ORCL. They have earnings coming up later this week, and we are seeing some anticipation buying. It could run into the print.
Broadcom for the news catalyst and Oracle for the earnings run-up. I like it. Any final thoughts for the traders out there?
Keep it tight. It is a Monday with no data, but the Fed is looming. Take your profits when you have them, and don't fight the trend if we break those resistance levels.
Solid advice, as always. That wraps up this edition of The Morning Dose. Good luck out there. Keep your head on a swivel, and we will catch you tomorrow.